621-1320 WILS. Governor Snyder this week signing into law a set of bills that will make female genital mutilation a 15-year felony here in Michigan, much harsher than the federal penalties. Let's talk to a survivor of female genital mutilation. Soraya Murray is with us. She's the author of the book, The Girl with Three Legs. Soraya, thank you for joining us on WILS.
You're welcome, Mike. Thanks for being with you.
Yeah, we talked before when this legislation was proposed initially, and yes. you now you're from Somalia originally, right?
Yes, correct.
And is that where you went through the female genital mutilation?
Yes, in Mogadishu. I was 13 years old. Yes, correct.
And what in Somalia? I'm guessing there are no laws regarding this procedure, right?
No, there were no laws, but the former government, the Siad Barre, made it kind of illegal, but no one was following it.
Oh, so even there, they kind of tried to frown on it publicly. Interesting.
It's tradition. Yeah. Uh-huh.
So 13 years old, you go through this procedure. How old were you when you first thought, wow, I think something wrong was done to me here?
The same day, because as you know, there are four different types, and what Somalia, Sudan, and Egypt, and I think the other one more country, Yemen, it's the infibulation, the worst kind of female genital mutilation. Mm-hmm. And the pain was so unbearable. I didn't know. I thought my mother said she was going to get me a gift, so I thought I was going to get a dress, summer dress, and end up doctor's house, and no one explained to me, and they tie you to a surgical table like you're just going later to be slaughtered, and the pain is unbearable. It got local anesthesia, but it didn't help because I think you feel that rough fingers pulling, and touching a place that no one ever touched you before. But the worst pain for me was watching my mother watching me suffer.
Okay, and she knew what you were about to go through.
She did, yeah, and it's after I became an activist, I understood why she was looking at me that way, because I think she was feeling her own pain, but she never done anything to express it or end it with her own children, so when I came out of it, I was so in pain that I just wanted to die, so I just communicated to God to kill me. And it didn't work. You have to pee within 4 hours to see if the hole, they kind of make it like a chastity belt out of your skin.
Oh boy.
So they rushed me back to the same doctor, I guess, in emergency where he was working, a hospital called Medina in Mogadishu. After that, so they just gave me pills, numbing the pain.
Soraya Murray with us, a female genital mutilation survivor. Her book is The Girl with Three Legs. And at what point then did you come to the U.S.?
Well, I had an arranged marriage after I was in Geneva with my cousin. I escaped to France and I wanted to educate myself so I would buy a man next time, to end my culture. Uh-huh. So I came to America in 1984 to make a documentary called Fire Eyes about female genital mutilation, uh-huh, to make it illegal in this country because everybody wanted to come in America. And I thought if America, everyone looked up to America, if America said, refugees could come here, but this is illegal in our countries. The child abuse and
What was the reaction from your own community? What did people think about you taking such a stance?
Oh, I was ostracized. I lost my family, of course. I had many death threats, as you know my background. I would spit. It wasn't only for men, but women who suffer, because I think it became like, why are you talking about something so private? But we're talking about young children who are dying and getting fistulas, young girls who were forced to marriage, have children when their bodies cannot give birth, and they get fistulas, dying and suffering. So I felt like I had to use my own pain to let the world know this is shameful, this is not religion, it's about culture, and this culture is abusive, and we have good parts of good culture, but this is wrong.
And how is it that more women from that have been through this are not more vocal about it, are not out there like you?
Because of you, as you know, our culture, who you are, I think the roots of your background, your family is who you are. Without it, you're nothing. So to speak and say, I'm mad for what happened to me, then you have to say something is wrong with the culture. Therefore, my mother is abusive and that she is a liar. That means her mother. And then you're going all to the ancestors. Do you understand that?
Yeah, no, it's a painful process. And here in Michigan, it's going to be 15 years in prison, not only for doctors, but for the parents, too. Would you have wanted to see your own mother go to prison for this?
Oh, yes. I don't think that's enough. I dealt with another case in Georgia. You remember 2003 when we put an Ethiopian man in jail for 10 years, and now we deported him. But I think it's 15 years is not even enough, because it's going to keep happening. It's going to keep happening. And as we speak now, there are maybe how many thousands of young children having a mutilation done.
Right.
They have to see it, and they have to lock me in jails so they will lose their children and will understand that you don't own it. This is a child abuse, the ultimate child abuse.
Right. It's not viewed that way. Now, how do you make sense of that, especially for, do you think this is something that happens only for first generation, or does this go beyond for people that were born in the U.S. that actually still believe in this procedure?
It's a control. It's a form of control. You feel like whatever it's elderly says, I have to accept it. And I blame women. I mean, I love who I am. I love women, but I blame a woman who are giving excuses. You know,
okay.
Why do I have to say my child cannot marry without this? What is it? Then we have to say, God made a mistake, yeah. And we have to recall all the clitoris. Sorry, I get very passionate.
Is this a religious thing? Is that what it is? Or how do you describe this procedure? How did it come about?
Well, my family, are Muslims, but I follow my grandmother. I'm a Hindu, but I practice both, and it's not in a, as you see in FireEyes, I even talk to Muslim imams. There's nowhere it says in Islam, except the Prophet Muhammad said when he realized he couldn't stop it, just to make it just like a kind of a, like a sunnah type, just to pinch the clitoris.
Right.
But that's still an abuse. So these idiots, you know, who feel like they're, you know, Islam is this way and that way, feel like we have to control women, their private parts, when they can't control themselves and marry four whites.
This
is wrong.
I did, one last thing, sorry, I did see on an interview with an advocate of this mutilation, and she said she compared it to a circumcision of boys. That's how she compared this procedure. What do you say to that?
Well, I am against male circumcision, and I stand any human being who says this is wrong, because I mean, female mutilation, I understand, especially infibulation is the worst kind. We suffer the rest of it. But we always have to understand that young boys in America, I mean, the free world is still mutilating the young boys.
So you feel that's a fair comparison?
No, we cannot compare. But yeah, the pain we have to compare is an innocent child being ripped of his poor skin and got infected, and it's wrong.
Yes.
And I'm not saying that there's a kind of like infibulation, but it is a form of mutilation, and it should end. We have to have a law against male genital mutilation also, as female genital mutilation. I'm standing with them.
Soraya Murray, she's a female genital mutilation survivor, author of The Girl with Three Legs. Soraya Murray, right here on WILS. Thank you, Soraya.
Thank you so much, Mike. Good night.
Thank you. When we come back, we're going to break down net neutrality. That's next on WILS.